Yorkshire. Though surrounded by open countryside, ours was one of 12 terrace houses owned by the Maltby Main Colliery, which was situated over a mile away, out of sight behind a hill. My grandfather, Albert Truman, had been a well-known horse dealer and a decent cricketer, good enough to be offered professional terms. But grandfather turned down the offer for one simple reason. He earned more in a day selling horses than Yorkshire were willing to pay him for a week of playing cricket. Grandfather's expertise with horses was passed on to my father, Alan, who served his time at Earl Fitzwilliam's stables at Wentworth Woodhouse and rode in the Earl's colours as both a steeplechase and point-to-point jockey. When his weight counted against him, he worked at the Coalface, then with the racehorse owner, Captain Adcock, whose stables were in nearby Stainton Woodhouse. My dad was only 5'8", but was physically strong, worked hard and loved sport. He was also a teetotaler, God-fearing and a real stickler for discipline. I knew better than to answer my father back. He worked impossibly long hours to put food on the table for all nine of us, and with so many mouths to feed, he hated waste. My mother too worked long and hard. Every day she baked 9 loaves of bread, and Dad made sure not one crumb was wasted. If you didn't eat your crust at tea time,